we continue with this special counsel's August 2nd filing in United States v. Trump. Picking up on page 12. Discussion. The court must decide whether the unstated legal premise embedded in the court's recent order represents a correct formulation of the law. That is, whether the PRA's distinction between personal and presidential records determines whether possession is authorized or unauthorized under Section 793E. The answer to that question is plainly no. For the reasons set forth at length in the government's response to Trump's motion to dismiss. In short, during the period charged in the indictment, authorization to possess classified information was governed by Executive Order 13526 and its implementing regulations, which applied to Trump as a former president. Nothing in the PRA remotely purports to override Executive Order 13526, and construing it in that atextual manner would raise serious constitutional concerns. The government's proposed jury instruction, presented first below, reflects the premise that the PRA is irrelevant to the element of unauthorized possession. The two scenarios posited by the court, on the other hand, rest on the incorrect premise that a former president is authorized to possess classified information, regardless of whether he has a security clearance or a need to know, and regardless of whether he complies with applicable safeguarding regulations, so long as it is contained within a personal record. As a result, both of the court's scenarios are fundamentally flawed, and any jury instructions that reflect those scenarios would be error. Nevertheless, as directed by the court, the government below provides jury instructions for each of these two legally erroneous scenarios. Whatever the court decides, it must resolve these crucial threshold legal questions promptly. The failure to do so would improperly jeopardize the government's right to a fair trial and deprive it of its right to seek appellate review. A. Government's proposed jury instruction. The jury is correctly instructed that unauthorized possession is based on Executive Order 13526, not on the PRA. The government's proposed preliminary instruction for counts 1 through 32 is as follows. Counts 1 through 32, willful retention of national defense information, 18 U.S.C. Section 793E. Counts 1 through 32 of the superseding indictment charge Defendant Trump with the willful retention of national defense information in violation of Title 18 of the United States Code, Section 793E. The statute provides in pertinent part, whoever having unauthorized possession of any document relating to the national defense willfully retains the same and fails to deliver it to the officer or employee of the United States entitled to receive it, commits a crime. In order to find Defendant Trump guilty of the crime of willfully retaining national defense information, the jury must find that the government proved the following three elements beyond a reasonable doubt. First, on or about the dates set forth in the superseding indictment, Defendant Trump had unauthorized possession of a document. Second, the document related to the national defense of the United States. And third, Defendant Trump willfully retained the document and failed to deliver the document to an officer or employee of the United States entitled to receive it. For purposes of counts 1 through 32, the following definitions apply. Unauthorized possession. Unauthorized possession means possession without official approval or permission. The United States government has adopted rules that govern the possession of classified information. Those rules do not apply to a sitting president, but apply to former presidents after their term in office has ended. Under those rules, an individual's possession of classified information is unauthorized if that individual does not hold a security clearance or the individual does not need to know the information. Need to know means an appropriate government official has determined that the individual requires access to the classified information in order to perform or assist in a lawful and authorized government function. In addition, even if an individual holds a security clearance and has a need to know classified information, the individual's possession of the classified information is unauthorized if the individual removes the classified information from a secure facility or possesses the information outside of a secure facility. Possession is a commonly used and commonly understood word. Basically, to possess something, in this case documents, means to own or to exert control over it. The law recognizes several kinds of possession. A person may have actual or constructive possession of a thing. Actual possession of a thing occurs if a person knowingly has direct physical control of it. Constructive possession of a thing occurs if a person doesn't have actual possession of that thing, but has both the power and intention to take control over it later. National defense information. The term relating to the national defense is a broad term that refers to United States military and naval establishments and the related activities of national preparedness. It includes all matters that directly or may be reasonably connected with the defense of the United States against its enemies, as well as matters relating to United States foreign policy and intelligence capabilities. To prove that a document relates to the national defense, there are two additional things the government must prove. First, it must prove that the disclosure of the material would be potentially damaging to the United States or might be useful to a foreign nation or an enemy of the United States. Second, it must prove that the material is closely held by the United States government. A document is closely held if the government has endeavored to keep it from the public. In determining whether material is closely held, you may consider whether it has been classified by appropriate authorities and whether it remained classified on the date or dates pertinent to the indictment. Willful retention. The word willfully means that the act was committed voluntarily and purposely, with the intent to do something the law forbids, that is, with the bad purpose to disobey or disregard the law. While a person must have acted with the intent to do something the law forbids before you can find that person acted willfully, the person need not be aware of the specific law or rule that his conduct may be violating. B. Scenario A. The jury is incorrectly instructed that the defendant is authorized to possess any personal record, regardless of classification, and the jury is then asked to determine whether each document is personal or presidential. Any jury instructions premised on the erroneous legal suppositions set forth in Scenario A would necessarily be deeply flawed. Scenario A posits that the jury would be instructed to determine as a factual matter whether the documents charged in counts 1 through 32 qualified as presidential or personal records as defined in the PRA. But that would be asking the jury to make a factual finding with no proper legal connection to the charges in this case, because the PRA designation is irrelevant to the issue of authorization under Section 793, and thus is not relevant to whether Trump was authorized under Executive Order 13526 to possess classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. The PRA does not speak to authorization to possess classified information, let alone in an unsecured facility. The government nonetheless sets forth below draft text for such an instruction as directed by the court, with the status of the documents as presidential or personal records being a question for the jury. Unauthorized possession. Again, as defined above, unauthorized possession means possession without official approval or permission. The United States government has adopted rules that govern the possession of classified information. Those rules do not apply to a sitting president, but apply to former presidents after their term in office has ended. Under those rules, an individual's possession of classified information is unauthorized if that individual does not hold a security clearance or the individual does not have a need to know the information. Need to know means an appropriate government official has determined that the individual requires access to the classified information in order to perform or assist in a lawful and authorized government function. In addition, even if an individual holds a security clearance and has a need to know the classified information, the individual's possession of the classified information is unauthorized if the individual removes the classified information from a secure facility or possesses the information outside of a secure facility. I instruct you, however, that as to a former president, even if he lacks a security clearance, lacks a need to know classified information, and stores information outside of a secure facility, he is authorized to do so if the classified information is contained within a personal record, as that term is defined by the Presidential Records Act, a statute that establishes the public ownership of presidential records and ensures the preservation of presidential records for public access after the termination of a president's term in office. Therefore, to determine whether the defendant had unauthorized possession of the documents charged in counts 1 through 32, you must determine whether each document was a presidential record or a personal record within the meaning of the PRA. I will now instruct you on those terms. The term presidential record means any documentary material or any reasonably segregable portion thereof, created or received by the president, the president's immediate staff, or a unit or individual of the executive office of the president whose function is to advise or assist the president in the course of conducting activities which relate to or have an effect upon the carrying out of the constitutional, statutory, or other official or ceremonial duties of the president. Presidential records do not include personal records. The term personal record means any documentary material or any reasonably segregable portion thereof of a purely private or non-public character which do not relate to or have an effect upon the carrying out of the constitutional, statutory, or other official or ceremonial duties of the president, and includes a. diaries, journals, or other personal notes serving as the functional equivalent of a diary or journal which are not prepared or utilized for or circulated or communicated in the course of transacting government business. B. materials relating to private political associations and having no relation to or direct effect upon the carrying out of constitutional, statutory, or other official or ceremonial duties of the president. And C. materials relating exclusively to the president's own election to the office of the presidency, and materials directly relating to the election of a particular individual or individuals to federal, state, or local office, which have no relation to or direct effect upon the carrying out of constitutional, statutory, or other official or ceremonial duties of the president. C. Scenario B. The jury is incorrectly instructed that the defendant is authorized to possess any record that he designated as personal, and is further incorrectly instructed that, by failing to transfer the charged documents to NARA, the defendant made the unreviewable decision to designate the charged documents as personal. Like Scenario A, proposed Scenario B rests on the erroneous and unsupported legal proposition that the designation of records as either personal or presidential under the PRA has an impact on whether a person is authorized to possess classified documents under Section 793E. It has no such impact. But Scenario B also incorporates additional layers of erroneous legal propositions at the core of Trump's legally flawed and factually unsupported PRA defense. As to this scenario, the jury instruction would amount to nothing more than a recitation of Trump's PRA defense as presented in his motion to dismiss, and would result in directing a verdict against the government. As set forth above, the court should deny Trump's motion to dismiss and reject any such instruction. Nevertheless, as directed by the court, the government sets forth below a draft jury instruction regarding unauthorized possession that assumes Scenario B to be a correct formulation of the law. After repeating the same definitions of unauthorized possession as well as presidential records and personal records, I further instruct you that a president has unreviewable authority to designate any record whatsoever as personal, regardless of whether it meets the statutory definitions I have just provided. I further instruct you that if, before the end of his term in office, a president transfers records from the White House to any location other than the National Archives and Records Administration, as alleged in the superseding indictment, he has necessarily exercised his unreviewable authority to designate those records as personal, and as a matter of law, he is authorized to possess them, and you may not find him guilty. Conclusion. For the reasons set forth above and in the government's opposition to Trump's motion to dismiss based upon the PRA, the court should reject the legal premise that the PRA's distinction between personal and presidential records has any bearing on the element of unauthorized possession under Section 793E. As such, it should deny Trump's pending motion to dismiss and adopt preliminary jury instructions as proposed by the government above. If, however, the court does not reject that erroneous legal premise, it should make that decision clear now, long before jeopardy attaches, to allow the government the opportunity to seek appellate review. Respectfully submitted, Jack Smith, Special Counsel. We've come to the end of the document. Until next time, thanks for listening to What SCOTUS Wrote Us.